And now back to West Virginia, Robert Rupp, a professor of political science and history at West Virginia Wesleyan University, joins us from Charleston. He follows these matters very closely, including all the campaigns in the state. He teaches that political science. Anything surprise you, Professor Rupp, about voting patterns you've seen so far today and what you're hearing about what's going on out in the state?
No, the assumption, which has been proven very, very quickly, is that she's going to win in a landslide. So we're really looking at how great a landslide, and particularly, Noah, in some of those southern coal mining counties where registration's like 6-1 Democrat. She's spent a lot of time down there, and she wants to have large margins in those states. Do you increase her margin statewide?
Mm-hmm. How hard did Senator Obama compete? Do you think he could have done better? We've mentioned he was just there sort of nominally. Do you think he could have been done better had he campaigned actively?
Yes. The big what if of this convention will be, what if he came down and actively campaigned? And let me just give you a quick example. In the Gazette today, there was an op-ed piece in which he presented his case. Clinton presented her case yesterday in the Gazette. In the seventh paragraph, in the bottom of that paragraph, it said, "I come from a coal mining state, Illinois, and I did a coal, clean coal act I pushed." Well, you know, you in journalism call that burying the lead. I mean, 98% of the voters, I'm sure, in West Virginia did not know Illinois was a coal state and did not know he took direct action to help coal miners. And that's the kind of what-if messages he hadn't delivered.
Now, one final thing. Senator Jay Rockefeller, Congressman Nick Rahal endorsed Barack Obama. Did that make any difference at all, do you think?
No. They didn't actively campaign, and they were the minority. The establishment, either officially or unofficially, were all leaning toward Hillary Clinton, and I think it showed in these results.
What are the chances of Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton would be in carrying West Virginia in November, should they be on the ticket?
Well, the Democratic leaders hope, one, that Obama will learn the lessons and spend some time down here and give a message that they think he can deliver. And the other thing, they're pointing to Hillary with her high enthusiasm. There's hope there, but it hasn't been totally explained yet.
Take us back to 1960 briefly, John Kennedy versus Hubert Humphrey, a very decisive primary for the Democrats.
Kennedy came in here, and his greatest liability was his Catholic faith. So what does he do? He comes to this state with one of the lowest percentages, only 5% Catholic population, and wins it in a landslide. And what his landslide win did was to undermine the arguments against his candidacy. What Hillary Clinton win is doing is she's strengthening the objections against Obama's candidacy. So we've had a literal reversal. In the first time, 60, you get rid of a stereotype and a liability,
Professor Rupp,
and now you increase it.
We have to stop you there.
Thank you.
We appreciate it very much. Robert Rupp of West Virginia Wesleyan University.